yoga for your mind, combined with a Spartacus moment. It's the Steve Gerber Show.
Yowza! You know, it just makes me think about spandex for men. Send a shudder and a shiver right down my back. All right, so it's Friday. So Professor Steve Doolin is in the wings. And and I've got some serious questions here today. Doolin, welcome to the program.
Thanks.
All right, let's start with this. Where were you on Saturday, May the 9th, 1982? My understanding is you were at a house party and you were drinking and you may have acted inappropriately. What do you have to say about that?
Probably correct, sir.
Yeah, guilty as charged. What'd they say I did? That sounds about right. Yeah, that sounds about right. All right, so perverting the process. It is amazing to me that a single American citizen can show up after the process of confirming a Supreme Court justice, after the hearings are over, and show up with an allegation. Well, when we were high school kids, we went to a house party and drank beer, and he fondled me, or whatever you would call that. And this brings the entire process to a standstill. This is inconceivable to me. What do you think?
Well, I'm kind of separating it out in my mind. Okay, the allegation is beyond fondling. The allegation is serious, and it's not something.
Well, hold on,
be considered normal hijinks.
Well, fine. Well, if it's not fondling, what would you define it? Here's the allegation. He jumped on top of her. She was dressed. He was dressed. He attempted to get clothing off from her to try to get her bathing suit off, but her bathing suit was on other clothing. Apparently, no clothing came off, apparently. When she tried to scream, he put his hand over her mouth, she claims, and then another buddy jumped on the bed, and they all fell off, and she ran out of the room to a bathroom, and him and his buddy went downstairs.
If that happened, that's serious. That's beyond anything I would ever have participated in when I was joking a minute ago about probably correct, sir. So the allegation is serious, but that's not the big problem here.
But it's an allegation of what?
It's absolutely unprovable.
Of course it is. But what? But I'm trying to give the benefit of the doubt. If he did this, what is that? I called it fondling because apparently I would think he was, you know, groping her or whatever. He was on top of her, but no clothing was removed. There's no indication of any of the letters that he touched her in any of the inappropriate places. He didn't grab her, you know, privately or whatever, however you like to. So what is that? Is that groping? I mean, is that a sexual assault? It's a sexual assault if he jumps on top of her and grabs onto her. That's a sexual assault. I'm trying to get a legal definitive answer.
Okay. All right. So if a person tries to take another person's clothing off, then, yeah, we're in the realm of sexual assault, depending on whatever the state code would have called it at the time. And if a person tries to restrain another person, then you've got certainly some kind of an assault. In torts, you'd call it false imprisonment. In crimes, you might even call it kidnapping, temporary detention against the will. So you've got some serious. Based on the story, right, it's an unproven allegation, but based on the story, those are allegations of actual crimes.
Okay. But it's not provable. And the three people that she also places in the house, does this Professor Ford, three for three now, have sent letters to the Senate Judiciary Committee saying, no, never saw this, never saw Brett Kavanaugh conduct himself in that way ever, never would participate in such a thing. And they all did this under the threat of felony perjury.
Right.
So that's pretty serious. Three for three said that didn't happen. No idea what she's talking about under the threat of felony perjury.
Exactly right. But this all lies at the feet of Feinstein, who, she's doing really well lately. First, she didn't realize she had a Chinese spy driving her around for 20 years. And now she holds on to this letter for quite some time, if the person who wrote this letter underwent a polygraph in, what, August? So there was already some kind of vetting going on of the person who wrote the letter, and Feinstein's the one who threw the monkey wrench in at the last minute I blame her far more than the person who wrote the letter.
Well, here's the thing. I don't believe Professor Ford intended to remain anonymous. If she intended to remain anonymous, why did she contact the Washington Post in July? Why did she then, in the first few days of August, hire an attorney and take a polygraph test? That was 7 weeks ago, 6 weeks before any of this became public. She had already retained the attorney and taken a polygraph test and reached out to the Washington Post. This does not sound like the acts of somebody who wants to remain anonymous.
Agreed. Agreed. Absolutely. It does look like a put-up job,
yeah.
Particularly because of the way Feinstein handled it.
And she didn't go hire the local attorney around the corner just to make sure she went and found one of the leading voices of the Me Too movement attorneys, high profile, high dollar deal, lots of, you know, time in front of the cameras. I mean, this is rigged. So I go back to this again. When can an American citizen all by themselves make an uncorroborated, unsubstantiated allegation and bring the entire process to a stop? When does that happen?
Well, we're watching it happen right now.
And is it right?
Is it right? No, and this actually highlights the reason for statutes of limitations. It's the whole reason we have that concept in law. The idea that after a certain period of time passes and their memories fade and
right.
evidence disappears, there is no way to prove.
And how far back do you go?
Allegations. And the burden is on the person making the charge.
Yeah. At any rate, I don't understand the whole scenario. I think
well,
it's obnoxious.
You've got several members who are behaving in a really disingenuous way. So it's the kindest way I can put it. They are playing the whole thing for politics. They're trying to delay this confirmation until after the midterms.
So they can lose by a wider margin.
It's a very cynical attempt to smear the whole process.
Doolin, I got to run. Have a good one. See ya.
Plan to attend Salt Lake Global's upcoming event celebrating the sanctity of human life in Lansing, Michigan, September the 29th. Learn how to effectively engage the culture and defend family values with truth and grace. Check out this exciting opportunity at slgwitness.com. For tickets, go to slgwitness.com. Limited seating available for celebrating the sanctity of human life. So register today at slgwitness.com. That's slgwitness.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce is on the job every day fighting to deliver powerful business advocacy and political action vital to the success of Michigan businesses. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce is working to make Michigan the best state in the country to live, work, raise a family, or build a business by strengthening communities and improving our quality of life. We work to improve workforce readiness and build the entrepreneurial spirit that has powered and defined Michigan for decades. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, on the job every day fighting for Michigan.